With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Philadelphia's new police commissioner has made her first appearance before city council. She testified at a hearing of the Special Committee on Gun Violence Prevention. Here's KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb.
Danielle, Outlaw got a warm reception from council members and an earful from families of murder victims. Council members, including Alan Dom, urged her to ask for whatever she needs.
You need to hire more police, you need more technology, you need more cameras, you need drone systems. Whatever you need.
While Stanley Crawford, whose son's murder remains unsolved, urged her to clean house.
If you got a homicide detector unit that can't solve murders, you need to clear it out and get those who can.
Outlaw testified briefly, then listened for 2 hours.
I think it's always compelling to hear directly from individuals who are impacted. It's just really easy to focus on words on paper and look at people as numbers. So my heart goes out to everyone in those council chambers today.
She disclosed no immediate plans for change. At City Hall, Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio.